WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A&M President Bowen Lofton told Bryan Rotary Club members yesterday that he would hesitate to make any changes in the culture of the university. Lofton says attending a meeting of former students is one example of how changes occur naturally. Another is Ring Day.
Ring Day was not in my day like it is today at all. I went to the Koch building and got my ring in a small brown envelope in a teller's window, basically, by myself. I had no entourage. I had no photographer. I had no band. Okay. Now we had 22,000 show up on Ring Day. Okay. It's changed. So my point simply is that traditions will change. The university takes care of itself.
Addressing a record number of 9,700 freshman students, Lofton says the real bottleneck is scheduling labs, having to have them for the first time on Fridays until 10 p.m. Bryan firemen extinguishing a fire in a West Side condo yesterday during the noon hour found a dead body. Inspector William Bell says they had to put out multiple fires.
There was a fire in the end of the kitchen that consumed part of a pantry and up through the wall area. There was a fire in the center of a bunch of light combustible material in the living room and in the two bedrooms.
Bell says the man who lived there alone was found with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This was at the Twin City Condominiums on Verde Drive off 2818 between Villa Maria and Turkey Creek Road. Bell says residents in the remaining units of that building have been allowed to return after it was evacuated. Fire damage was limited to the one condo. This evening is the 19th Candlelight Vigil, sponsored by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Spokeswoman Beth Milam says part of tonight's program recognizes 30 years of work by the Sexual Assault Resource Center.
The vigil is going to be a retrospective look at the last 30 years of not only domestic violence, but sexual assault, to see how far we've come, what it looked like in this community 30 years ago before SARC was around and before Twin City Mission Domestic Violence Services were so well known. And so we are just so excited to show people the progress that we made and how far we've come as a community.
Tonight's program begins at 7 at the Brazos County Administration Building in downtown Bryan. Brazos County is one of the top 10 counties in the country responsible for more than half of all death row executions since the 1970s. That's according to a new study from the Death Penalty Information Center.
2% of the counties in the whole country are responsible for the majority of executions and the majority of people on death row.
Spokesman Richard Dieter says the report refutes the notion that capital punishment has broad support across the country. Six other Texas counties in the nation's top 10 are Montgomery, Harris, Dallas, Tarrant, Bear, and Jefferson. Executions are continuing thanks to new supplies of drugs from a compounding pharmacy in suburban Houston. It's not subject to federal scrutiny. Three death row inmates filed a lawsuit claiming untested pentobarbital amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was among eight Republican House members from the Houston area who held a conference call with reporters yesterday. Flores promoted getting a one-year extension of Obamacare for individuals, as has been approved for businesses, and treating federal employees in the legislative and executive branches the same as all other individuals.
I think that Harry Reid's going to have a hard time defending himself by saying, you know, I'm justifying this because I want members of Congress of the White House to be treated better than Americans, than everyday real-world Americans. And that I believe that corporations should get a one-year delay, but individuals should not.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear the entire conference call, which also included Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands. The rumor came out last week, and today it's supposed to be confirmed. That's the declaration of State Senator Wendy Davis running for governor. She'll make her formal announcement to seek the Democratic nomination in the Fort Worth suburb of Haltom City. Meanwhile, in the Texas Lyceum's first head-to-head poll, I don't know is in the lead. Pollster Darren Shaw says of those with a preference, Davis trails Greg Abbott 29 to 21%.
If I'm Davis, the incumbent party candidate, is right around 30%, despite having been in office for a dozen years. If I'm Abbott, and right now I'm drawing about what you'd expect, and if I keep online, I'm going to win this thing by, double digits.
Davis and Abbott split the women's vote, while Davis enjoys the lead among African Americans and Hispanics. And a process server in Houston left her mark after she wasn't able to serve papers.
Mitch Zarsky says the first time the woman approached him outside of his high-end home, he denied being him because he thought she was a saleswoman. He says she likely ran his license plate on a trip back and figured out she'd been duped. She was so unhappy that she urinated in his driveway.
It's quite shocking to see someone that age. She appeared to be literally a real nice grandmother type, which I guess that's her cover, do something like that.
But she did, and his home security cameras caught the whole thing on tape. He says if he's still going to be served, he would like fresh papers because he fears the old ones may have been, contaminated. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 74 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra kicks off a season of fanfares and tributes with the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition Gold Medalist on Sunday, October 13th. Maestro Busicki directs as Van Cliburn winner Vadim Kolodenko performs Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3. This spectacular season also includes Mozart's Requiem in November and world-class guitarist Sharon Isbin in March. Tickets are on sale now at bvso.org or by calling 979-696-6100. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
In 2012, the Texas A&M Aggies turned the tide in Tuscaloosa. The game was selected as the 2012 College Football Game of the Year by the United States Sports Academy. In commemoration, renowned artist Daniel A. Moore has created Turning the Tide, a stunning oil painting of Johnny Manziel as he slices through Bama's defense. See the finished painting now at newlifeart.com. This exquisite masterwork is offered as limited edition fine art giclée prints and canvases. For special pre-publication prices, visit newlifeart.com now.
8:12, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
A little cloudiness will give way to some sunshine as the day goes on. We'll run the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Any activity will be isolated. Highs near 90. Tonight it looks like it's going to turn cloudy. Lows will be near 70. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High up around 90. Partly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Clouds may be a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:13, News Talk 1620 WTAW. And I get to thank somebody at BTU in person today because of last Saturday. David Worley's here this morning. How are you, David?
Hey, how are you doing, Scott?
Good. Saturday night was, at least because I live in South County, I'm a BTU customer, that was as long and as furious a storm as I think I've ever seen in my life, where we happen to be. And, lots of thunder, lots of lightning, and I guess our power is off for about an hour and a half. But, you guys had it back on, and to my way of thinking, that was pretty fast, really, considering the conditions.
We appreciate it. We had all hands on deck, I would say, Saturday night. I think the ferocity of the storm kind of caught everybody by surprise, but we got our crews in, and of course, when that happens, you've got trees down across lines. You've got to cut in. You've got to get across the gates, and we lost several spans of conductor that had to be pulled back up. So it was a little more involved than the usual squirrel or snake issue.
what is the BTU policy, if you will? Because again, this was a strong electrical storm as well. It did dump some rain, but there was plenty of lightning out there too. So, what kind of considerations have to be taken when we're talking about a strong electrical storm too?
Well, we actually, transmission distribution systems have a lot of safeguards built into them. You know, they have a lot of lightning arresting material that is always in place, and so you just have to be ready for it. And those, when they do go out, you know, they're doing their job at that point. We've got things called reclosers, and when you see your lights blink a little bit, that's usually because a piece of protective equipment is working at that time, and it's trying to keep a fault from happening to the extent where a line does melt down or catch on fire.
So we're not necessarily seeing workers having to be up in the sky and elevated. Is that basically right?
The guys will start, you know, once a storm comes through, I mean, they're got to go in and get their trucks, get on site, and then they'll start working on it. And hopefully by the time they get on site, the storm's clear. But you know, our guys, we measure a couple of things called SAIDI and SAIFI, which is basically how many times lights go off and then how long they stay off. So that's our report card every year, and we take it very seriously.
Hmm. Well, again, it was inconvenient and all that kind of stuff, but it comes back on, and just reliability for obviously same thing true for College Station. We need to not take for granted the fact that the lights are on. It takes a lot of hard work, and then every once in a while, Mother Nature comes in and makes your life more difficult.
No, it does.
All right, so what's going on at BTU?
Well, we wanted to talk this week about Public Power Week. The American Public Power Association, once a year, sets a week aside to just talk about public power and the value of it. And you and I have had the conversations before that in this area, we do have public power. That means city councils make decisions on rates and things like that, rather than the Public Utility Commission with a stakeholder board. The difference between public power and investor owns is just that. You know, with investor owns, you've got to make a profit margin to pay off your investors, whereas with public power, the rates are set to be not for profit. Any money made goes back into the system and used just to run the business.
I admit I'm a little geeky on this, but it makes me wonder, obviously, the whole idea of rural cooperatives in Texas were important because we just had so much land. There were so many people who lived so far away, and I could understand why investor-owned wouldn't want to be out in West Texas and be a part of this. But in the grand scheme of things, across the whole palette, have we seen fewer public power providers over the last 10, 15 years? Are there more, or are they just
well,
the same?
You know, it's both roughly the same. It's about 2,000 public power providers across the United States. About 47 million Americans are served by public power. There, you know, occasionally you'll have a city that's being served by an investor-owned. That's happening right now, I think, in Colorado Springs, I believe. Or Boulder, where they're actually trying to purchase the system from an investor-owned and get that local control that we enjoy. So, you know, I think numbers are stable. I think in Texas there's about 72 municipally-owned systems. So there's many more municipally-owned systems than there are investor-owned.
How many situations, to your knowledge, are there in America where we have what we have here, two cities that actually abut, and one is a public provider and the other one is an investor?
Well, both of College Station and
but they buy from somebody else.
Yes,
am I not?
Yeah. But
you generate. Well, let me rephrase, because they are both public, right?
Okay.
But you generate, and the adjacent city does not generate.
Yeah, that's true. I think by the fact that we have our own generation capabilities, that definitely is an advantage for us. I think years ago. I believe College Station did buy from BTU
right.
years ago.
But I mean, do you know of any other situations where that happens, where you've got one company, one city that's generating, and one that abuts it is not necessarily doing business with
them? Well, you know, there's like the Colorado River Authority, Lower Colorado River Authority in Austin. They sell to about 35 municipals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty common thing for a large, what they call a G&T, or a generation transmission provider like AEP or LCRA. They sell to most municipals. There's, I believe, eight municipals in the state that have some generation capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, luckily, Brian, many years ago, got in that business back in 1909.
Yep. Seems to have been a pretty good move. Now, and speaking of that, obviously y'all are doing things to try to help people as far as save money and save power, and you've got an initiative going with businesses that you're going to be kicking off?
Yeah, October 1, our smart business program started. I was back talking to you a couple of months ago about our smart home program mm-hmm. For homeowners. This is just the other half of that. It's called Smart Business. It's for any commercial customer. And roughly the rules are if you can find a way that will be 20% more efficient, we can work with you to help incentivize some of the upgrades that you can do to your system.
Now, do they have to find the efficiencies, or will you help them find the efficiencies?
You know, we have energy account managers that will be happy to visit with anybody who feels like they just – want to take a look at their systems and see if there's a better way to do it. Things like lighting in commercial buildings, commercial industrial motors, things like that, where anything that there's just better technologies on nowadays, we'll try to help you with.
Well, and we talked about the home thing, and that's some of that can be not a big capital expenditure. It can be solar screens and things like that can immediately make a difference. But mm-hmm. for a business, I mean, sometimes it may take a significant capital investment for them to be able to reap the benefits of the efficiencies.
Yeah, right? That's correct. What we help them do is figure out what their payback period is. And, you know, you look at that and decide whether the investment is worthwhile from the owner's standpoint. Many times things like lighting, there's just some really good like LED lighting that a lot of people are going to right now that is lighting that not only does it not use very much energy, but the maintenance cost is just very, very low for many years.
Amen. I just got some LEDs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They've come a long way.
It really is. It's amazing. The price is down to the point where it doesn't take your breath away, and they last forever, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, and that's it. Well, if they want some more information on taking the initiative from a business, what do they need to do?
Just go to our website, btuutilities.com, and take a look at that. Give us a call or whatever, and we'll be happy to help them.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. That's David Worley in from BTU. We visit from the folks in Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Time to play golf. This is for children all at one time. Leanna Lowe is here. She's the executive director of Voices for Children. How are you today?
Doing well, Scott. Thanks.
You know, this is not the first golf tournament, but this is the first time that you've done it this time of year.
It is. We have previously had the golf tournament. This is our seventh annual, but the first 6 years.
In 2012, the Texas A&M Aggies turned the tide in Tuscaloosa. The game was selected as the 2012 College Football Game of the Year by the United States Sports Academy. In commemoration, renowned artist Daniel A. Moore has created Turning the Tide, a stunning oil painting of Johnny Manziel as he slices through Bama's defense. See the finished painting now at newlifeart.com. This exquisite masterwork is offered as limited edition fine art giclée prints and canvases. For special pre-publication prices, visit newlifeart.com now.
More jobless data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The number of first-time jobless claims rose 1,000 to a total of 308,000. This according to the Labor Department. Analysts had forecast a higher number, so this was actually good news. retailers voicing concerns about the government shutdown. The National Retailers Federation says it expected a 4% increase in spending this holiday season when compared to last year, but a prolonged shutdown will cause consumers to lose confidence, and furloughed workers will have less money to spend on holiday gifts, which could cut into those numbers. NASDAQ futures down 1 point. S&P 500 futures so far are down 2. It used to be easy to root against certain teams in the baseball playoffs, but with the New York Yankees not qualifying this year, the Wall Street Journal has developed a hateability index so you'll know who to boo. Criteria includes a team's past success, wealth, and how many steroid users are on the squad. The Dodgers top this year list, followed by Boston and Detroit. The Oakland A is the least hateable of the teams remaining. Mike Weinstein, Dow Jones Money Report.
Wix.com.
Hi, I used Wix.com to build a free website recently.
How's the site working for you?
With my new website, business is booming. How cool is that?
Very cool.
It is. I did it all by myself and I have no tech skills at all. I chose one of the many beautiful template designs available, created something totally original, and the drag and drop website builder made it fun and easy to use. My friend said, dude, nothing is totally free, but Wix is free, including hosting. I love you guys.
We love you too, sir.
Visit Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hello, I'm Anita Ramey. An unlicensed personal care facility, a Rose Home, opened across the street from our house. The facility was accused of providing inadequate care to the elderly and was a nuisance to our neighborhood. Our appeal to Mike Sutherland's opponent fell on deaf ears. Mike worked with our neighborhood and closed this harmful operation. Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor. He will listen and act on your behalf. He finds solutions.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. And Leanna Lowy joins us this morning. She's the executive director of Voices for Children in Bryan College Station. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. It's coming up. We're in October. That means it's golf tournament time. And once again, Coach Rob Childress from Texas A&M helping out with a great golf tournament coming up. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coach Childress is so generous to offer his time and talent and name to this event each year. This is our 8th annual Rob Childress Charity Golf Tournament, and it will be held on October 15th. It's a beautiful premier course. Miramont has been gracious enough to sponsor and host us out there each year. And it's a wonderful chance just to get on a premier golf course, have a wonderful day of golf, and see some familiar faces from the community.
Exactly. And as you say, we've been doing this for a few years now. And also, there's an auction afterwards, so there's some items there that people might be interested in.
Correct. Yeah, we have a live auction, actually, and cocktail reception following the tournament. So we give out prizes, and we have some, again, wonderful items for the auction this year. It's always a lot of fun and kind of a great way to end the day.
Okay, and the date, when's it going to be?
It will be Tuesday, October 15th, and registration starts at 10:30, so come early, get registered, get checked in, and then lunch is served in the Miramont Clubhouse at 11. It's always a wonderful meal, and then a chance to warm up, and then we usually have people to their golf carts about 12:30, 12:45, mm-hmm. say a few words, and then tee time starts at 1, so it's just a great afternoon of golf.
Now, I think you mailed out some brochures. If you did not get one and you want some more information about this, you can sign up ahead of time, I'm guessing.
Absolutely, yeah, and in fact, we ask people to, because the field is limited to 108 players, so okay. Secure your spot. The brochure is available on our website, and that's vfcbrazos.org, or they can call our office or send us an email, and we'd be happy to put one of these in the mail to you.
Okay, and what's the phone number for Voices for Children?
979-822-9700.
All right, there you go. It's the golf tournament again, the Rob Childress Invitational at Miramont, and that's October the 15th. Leanna Lowy here this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
In 1715, 11 ships from the Spanish fleet went down in a hurricane off the coast of Florida, along with vast amounts of New World treasure. Now, Florida Institute of Technology ocean engineer Stephen Wood and his team are testing an underwater vehicle that could help underwater archaeologists search for the lost artifacts. We caught up with him at the Oceans 13 conference in San Diego, California.
Basically, the best analogy of this is think of an underwater bobcat, where we can actually excavate and analyze, photograph any type of archaeological artifact. We also have a complete buoyancy control system, so we can actually take the crawler and fly it from point A to point B.
He says the project teaches his students valuable engineering skills with the added excitement of searching for sunken treasure. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. There were multiple fires in a West Bryan apartment yesterday afternoon, and the man who lived there alone was found dead. Fire Inspector William Bow says this was at the Twin City Condominiums on Verde Drive off 2818 between Turkey Creek and Villa Maria. Bow says firemen extinguished the fire before it spread to other units in the building.
The doors that were on the units just above and next door to this unit were forcibly opened by fire department personnel to check for occupants and possible rescue and firefighter operations, but they did not find the extension past this unit.
The building was evacuated, but Bow says residents have been allowed to return and power was restored to all units except the apartment of origin. Bow says fires were found in the kitchen, the center of the living room, and two bedrooms. The occupant had what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but no fire-related injuries. Challenges with the largest freshman class ever at A&M are being met. That was among the messages given by President Bowen Lofton at this week's Bryan Rotary Club meeting.
Before this year, we were running freshman labs from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Now we're doing it until 10 p.m. on Friday. How many of you want a 7 p.m. Friday laboratory? Raise your hand. You understand. It's not popular, okay? Not popular at all.
Another challenge is the lack of on-campus housing.
We've probably got about 6,000-plus freshmen living off campus right now. And they're driving around. They're doing things that probably get in your way occasionally, perhaps your neighbors and so on. So I want to apologize. I'm saying that's the way it is.
Lofton says the size of the freshman class is 1,000 students more than projected, in part to a decision to extend the deadline to accept financial aid packages, which made A&M more competitive. The Sexual Assault Resource Center's 30 years of service to the Brazos Valley will be highlighted this evening during the annual Candlelight Vigil hosted by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
We are honoring the advocates who volunteer of their time and work so tirelessly. We're honoring the staff of every organization that gives of themselves day after day. They never have an off day. Their phones are on all the time. Their emails are up all the time. We'd like to ask folks to come 10 or 15 minutes before. We do have a musical segment, and we are doing an early lighting of the candles this year.
The Coalition's Beth Milam says all are invited to tonight's program starting at 7 at the Brazos County Administration Building in downtown Bryan. A new study shows for 40 years, seven counties in Texas are among the nation's top 10 and are responsible for more than half of death row executions. Brazos and Montgomery counties are on that list, according to the Death Penalty Information Center's Richard Dieter.
It's a minority of prosecutors that are pushing this death penalty, and the costs of that are spread out across the state.
Also on the list are Jefferson, Harris, Dallas, Tarrant, and Bexar counties. In the meantime, the Associated Press forced the state to reveal the new supply of drugs to perform lethal injections were produced at a compound pharmacy in suburban Houston. A spokesman with the Department of Criminal Justice says they have enough pentobarbital to carry out scheduled executions into next year. Day two of the federal government shutdown included reporters talking with 8 House Republicans from the Houston area. The group included Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who wants Democrats to stop the name-calling.
Over the past few days, we have been called arsonist, anarchist, extremist, terrorist. We've been told we're running around with bombs strapped to our chest. And I remember when I was growing up, I was always taught that if somebody is calling you names, that means they've run out of substantive things to say.
Comments from the conference call are online at WTAW.com. The governor's race in Texas is 13 months away, and right now, I Don't Know is in the lead. That comes from the first head-to-head poll from the Texas Lyceum. Bolster Darren Shaw says 50% shows none of the above.
If you take the committed vote, Abbott's at 29 and Davis is at 21, that's 58% Republican, 42% Democrat, which, honestly, that's a 15-point spread. That's almost exactly what you'd expect in a generic party matchup in Texas.
Abbott leads among men. He and Davis split the women's vote, and Davis leads among African Americans and Hispanics. And some Texans used old-fashioned paper documents or face-to-face meetings to enroll in the nation's new health insurance system as ongoing website snafus created problems on the second day of open enrollment. Luis Velo says he filled out a paper application form early Tuesday and mailed it in the evening. The 19-year-old college student says he's eager to get health insurance after his parents racked up $250,000 in medical debt when his father had a heart attack. The open enrollment period continues until December. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The BCS Home Builders Association 2013 Fall Parade of Homes Gold sponsor is James Conant Insulation and Fireplaces. The parade is Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th. Visit new homes in beautiful subdivisions, discover new trends in home construction, and the latest in home products and appliances. Builders will be on site to help you in purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes maps can be found in the Eagle, WTAW.com, or BCS. Builders.org starting October 4th. It's the Fall Parade of Homes, October 5th and 6th.
It's 8:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Low cloudiness will give way to some sunshine as the day goes on. We'll run the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Any activity will be isolated, highs near 90. Tonight it looks like it's going to turn cloudy, lows will be near 70. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high up around 90. Partly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Clouds may be a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, as you know, a lot of people watched the final episode of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, a few.
10.3 million people watched the final episode last Sunday. Actually pales in comparison to some of the other famous finales. But one of the things to consider is how many more networks there are now. So the choices are really, really different, because if you go back, you know, I've got the list of them, and the most recent one was Friends in 2004, and there were other networks, obviously, by then, so that one may really kind of stick out, but just consider 10.3 million in today's world of entertainment is pretty good. The number 10 was Home Improvement. Its finale drew 35 million people. Family Ties. This is a show I never saw. I never saw a single episode of this thing.
Really?
Yep, 36.3 million. That ended in 1989. All in the Family, 40 million. The Cosby Show, 44 million. Johnny Carson, farewelling it. He had 50 million people watching. Magnum PI, 50.7 million people in 1988. Then the aforementioned Friends at 52 million. Seinfeld, which again was a real disappointment, 76 million people.
Not the best last episode ever.
Yeah. Cheers, and, you know, that was 1993, so that was all right. 80 million people, and, of course, MASH is the champion at 105.9 million people.
Wow.
Watching that. JR was number 12, just in case you're wondering. So there you are. All right. Here we go. Nothing like taking something fun and applying science to it to really bring it down.
Oh.
Here we are. It's the New York Times. They did a story on how nacho cheese Doritos are engineered to get people to eat as many as possible. So what they did is they talked to Stephen Witherly, who's a food scientist who wrote an insider's guide called Why Humans Like Junk Food. Okay, despite the powerful taste in nacho cheese, the Doritos formula balances them so well that no single flavor lingers in the mind after the chip is eaten.
Mm.
This avoids what food scientists call sensory-specific satiety.
Satiety?
Yeah, well, no. It's,
or satiation?
Well, it's satiation. I believe it's pronounced satiety, though. That's the act of it. Or the feeling of fullness that is caused by a dominant flavor. So would you eat a whole bag of kale chips? Huh? Would you?
Maybe.
And then go back for more?
No.
All right. Here's what Doritos does.
Unless they were bacon flavored.
Okay. Oh, wow.
When fat-laden snacks melt in your mouth, the brain thinks that the calories have disappeared too. Well, that's what they're telling us. They call this the vanishing caloric density. See, you get scientists involved, you just want to know it tastes good, right?
Yes.
What this does is it tends to delay the feeling of fullness. Other things that you'll find have this are popcorn, cotton candy, and Cheetos Puffs.
Well, it's because they're all full of air. Let's not be ridiculous.
But,
it's just air.
But what happens is, again, you don't feel the heaviness, if you will. Now, to maximize the pleasure in the snacks, the goal is to deliver half the calories through fat. Nacho cheese Doritos hits that mark precisely. The blend of ingredients in nacho cheese is given one of the finest grinds in food processing. Flour grinding, which creates a powder that fills every nook and cranny of the chip. This maximizes the amount that will contact the saliva, obviously, when you bite on that. So one of the byproducts of that powder is left on your fingers and licking the dust. Okay, from the fingers, that is the purest form without the chip to dilute the impact.
Oh, it's good.
Talking Cheetos right there, right?
Yes, sir.
All that stuff that you've got on your fingers right there. Frito-Lay goes first class with domestic Romano cheese, an expensive ingredient you won't find in any other brand, so just remember that. That's why it tastes so good. There's also garlic powder, which has the powerful savory flavor called umami. Umami.
Oh, yeah. That's what's in MSG.
Yeah. So there.
It's not sweet, salt. It's its own flavor.
The long hang time of these flavors, like garlic, creates a lingering smell that stimulates the memory and contributes to Dorito breath. And salt makes three different appearances in the ingredients, in fact. It dissolves in saliva, igniting the salt receptors on the tongue. Then it sends the signals that excite the pleasure center of the brain, which is encouraging you to eat more. Your 1.75-ounce bag contains nearly a quarter of your daily maximum sodium intake.
Wow.
I'm just telling you. So there you go. That is the true science. That is the real world. Rubber meets the road. The reason that you cannot put that bag of Doritos down until you have done yourself and it tremendous damage.
Now,
go ahead.
Does this sound like brilliance or madness? What? As you were talking, I was imagining taking Doritos and using them to dip out of a famous bowl. What do you think of that?
Les Miserables, one of the greatest musicals of all time, is coming to the Theater Company of Bryan College Station. The Theater Company's production of Les Miserables runs 3 weekends starting September 27th. Go to theatercompany.com, that's theater with an R-E, company.com, and purchase tickets for this show as well as season tickets. Les Miserables is underwritten by Brazos Valley Urgent Care and Element Retirement and Investment Consultants. The Theater Company in Bryan, on Villa Maria behind Joanne's Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, yes, it's time for us to talk a little Aggie football. Is that right? We haven't done that for today. Okay, let's do an Aggie report.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. 2 decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M got a win over Arkansas last Saturday up in Fayetteville. Final score 45-33. The Aggies now have an open date. Won't play again until the 12th of October when they travel to Oxford, Mississippi to take on Ole Miss. A big play in the game on Saturday night was a pick six by DeShazer Everett. Everett had a chance to describe the play and how it all came down.
Yes, sir. Coach Snyder told us on the sideline he's going to change the call, and he wants me to, like, stay inside of two and wait for the slant route. So he called it up and dialed it, and it was perfect. So they ran the slant. I jumped it just like he told me to. I just caught the pick. It was big because we definitely had to come out and make plays, and that really set the tone coming out for the second half to come out and make that play. So
Texas A&M safety DeShazer Everett talking about the pick that he had against Arkansas. And by the way, for Everett, it was the third career interception and the second of this season. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
One of the items I like best when I go eat at La Riviera, just my own personal, is the fettuccine with spinach and sun-dried tomatoes. I kind of like that. And, you know, that's one of the many pastas that they have. Another one that's very popular is shrimp angel hair pasta.
Yeah, that's very good.
Shrimp risotto, I think people like that too. But one of the first things that I ever had when I went there was their grill. I mean, I like that. They do a sunfish. And you can't get sunfish in a lot of places, but La Riviera has that. It's Caribbean jerk sunfish.
And it's really good. That's what I had last time.
Did you? It's lightly breaded, and it's got a little crab salsa that goes along with it, and that's good. And then even spinach and smoked chicken crepes. Now, one of the things also that I do with La Riviera is during the holidays or special occasions when they have a buffet, I think their buffet is spectacular because you get a chance to try a lot of different items, and those are some items that are on the regular menu and some not so much. So if you'd like to make reservations, you can give them a call at 846-5913, 846-5913. They're open for lunch from 11 until 2, then they open again in the evenings, 5 until 9, and then on Sundays they're open from 11 until 2 for lunch only. That's La Riviera right there at North Street and Texas Avenue, and it's called the something or another shopping center.
Anyway,
you know where it is.
Right? Say it really fast.
Yeah, it's La Riviera. So tonight on television, decision time, do you watch Big Bang Theory or do you watch Parks and Recreation? See, they make you do that.
It's difficult choices.
If you don't have a DVR, you know, you'll have to miss one of them.
Thank you, Suddenlink.
Yes, then X Factor, that's tonight at the same time.
Oh, no.
Contestants sing for a spot in the top 16. Be great. The Millers, this is a brand new show on CBS. It's on at 7:30. Will Arnett, if you remember him from Arrested Development, he stars in that. Once again, we get another shot at this. I don't know. I hadn't watched it yet. The Crazy Ones, that's that Robin Williams
thing. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at that one either.
Yeah, that's at 8 o'clock tonight. And then Grey's Anatomy, of course, is on there. Okay, so how many big stars have we had in Star Wars? You know, they keep trying to put big stars in there. Okay, rumors are out there that it'll be Daniel Day-Lewis up for a role. Now, Daniel Day-Lewis is famous for staying in character.
Mm-hmm.
When he is doing a movie, he stays in character. And it's funny because Sally Field told the stories about how they would exchange texts, but they were in character. She would stay in character to answer his text because he would write his text in character saying, Mr. Lincoln would like to such and such and such and such. So anyway, one source claims that Lewis, who of course has won an Oscar or two, In fact, had lunch with George Lucas himself to talk about it a little bit to see if that could happen. So
at least the acting might be good.
Well, yeah, it's all about the storyline. Let's not kid ourselves. That's what we're here for. All right, here we go. It's four reasons why beer is good for you. Four reasons why beer is good for you.
Ooh.
Wine gets all the attention. Everybody always talks about the health benefits by drinking a glass of wine, but what about beer? Beer is simple. It's got four ingredients: water, barley, hops, and yeast. So, four reasons for you to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Wine gets all the credit for the antioxidant benefits. The sneaky truth is beer and wine have the same amount of antioxidants. Did you know that?
No.
And that's very high in vitamin B,
well,
right?
Well, you know, and if you'll notice your commercials on Sunday during the pro football games, they're always touting the antioxidants of beer. Or maybe not. beer has more protein, right, and B vitamin than wine does. The average beer comes in at about 150 calories. The average glass of wine is 120 calories, and light beer is even lower than that. And maybe most important, do you remember when your mom would tell you, or they'd say it at least on the television, drink milk because it builds healthy bones and teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'll drink beer, it contains silicone, so that strengthens your bones. So mom always tells you, drink your beer, it'll get you silicone. So. Just saying. We're just here to help.
Well, that makes sense. McMullen family legend says that in Ireland, this is according to my life, according to my dad.
Okay.
He says that in Ireland at the old folks' homes, they give them a Guinness every day.
Yeah.
And okay. I guess if it strengthens your bones, that makes sense.
Well, of course. I mean, if osteoporosis is a problem, it sounds to me like, you know, they got that one knocked right there.
But need it. It's medical beer.
Well, and that's the other thing is if you, and I think college students do this, they wake up and they realize that they have a deficit that they need to fill. And so they do. You know, they get their today's allowance and then maybe some from weeks past when they weren't able to. Just saying. There are several over-the-counter allergy medicines that can actually mess up your memory. Some antihistamines and cold and headache remedies and even antacids contain some drugs that can impair your cognitive function and memory.
I'll have to remember that later.
If you do. Experts say that these drugs interfere with the neurotransmitters in the brain, which rely on passing the messages on. So if you're experiencing forgetfulness and concentration problems, it means you're a guy. No.
That's not true.
If you experience those things while you're taking an over-the-counter prescription medication, then you might talk to your doctor about what ingredients are in there and if there's an alternative. What they call it is Benadryl brain. Benadryl brain. I used to have Benadryl every night when I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That would explain a lot.
Just saying. Hello. Yes.
Beer is also good for your hair. My grandmother used to wash her hair in it every day and never had a gray hair one in her head.
Oh, really? Well, I'm too late for that, but I should have thought about it. Hello.
Hello. If beer is so good for you, can I take my six-pack a day as a medical deduct on my taxes?
You ought to try it. You should.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival, beginning Saturday, October the 12th through December the 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. Raise a tankard as we open the festival in true Oktoberfest style, October 12th and 13th. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
There you go. So now we've been talking about beer. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Good it's Oktoberfest.
Yeah, well, that's right. And we have the Renaissance Festival coming up. And so why not put those two wonderful things together? Per capita consumption for tickets to the Renaissance Festival. Which state has the highest per capita consumption of beer? 695-1620. 695-1620. Tickets to the Renaissance. I have them right here. Ooh, look at that right there.
Fancy.
695-1620. And by the way, this is, let's see, for entrance only on the 12th or 13th.
Okay? So opening weekend.
Right, 12th or 13th. So have to go the opening weekend, 695-1620. This state per capita, number one in beer consumption. What's the answer?
Wisconsin.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620.
That'd be production.
Yeah. 695-1620. I got to look up Texas. Texas is, of course, not number one. Texas, however, is number nine. And there's a lot of us. And so, you know, from that standpoint, it's important. 695-1620 per capita. This state consumes more beer than any other. What's the answer?
Alaska.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
What's the question?
Well, you got to listen for that. The question is, which state has the most consumption of beer per capita? What's number one?
Nevada.
Nevada, nope, thank you. That's pretty good.
That'd be a good guess.
They include tourists. What's the answer?
Alabama.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. This state per capita consumes more beer than any other state in U.S. America. What's the answer?
Illinois.
Nope, that's not it, thanks. Hi there, what's the answer?
Michigan.
Nope. No. All right, what's the answer?
Louisiana?
Nope, thank you.
That was my guess.
Was it? Yeah. Hi, what's the answer?
Texas?
Nope, thanks. One of those cooking shows is going to New Orleans. I don't know which one. Iron Chef? Top Chef? Is that it? Top Chef? Is that the show? Saw a promo for that yesterday. Anyway, this state consumes more beer per capita than any other. What is it?
Louisiana.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Wisconsin.
No, thank you. Put your phone back in the car when you talk.
Wisconsin.
Hi there, what's the answer?
Wisconsin.
No, that's not it. Hi, what's the answer?
Montana.
Nope, not Montana, thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
Colorado.
Not Colorado, thank you. 695-1620. Hi, what's the answer?
Colorado.
Nope, thank you. Wisconsin's number five. That's pretty good. It's because of all those students at the University of Wisconsin, right? Hi, per capita, this state consumes more beer than any other. What's the answer?
Florida.
No, thank you. They mix it with their prune juice. What's the answer?
New Jersey.
No, thank you. Hi there. What's the answer?
Minnesota.
No, thank you. Hi, what's the answer?
New Mexico.
No, thanks. Wow. Well, you know, there's only 50 states. So
I like the assortment of voices.
What's the answer?
North Dakota.
That's it. It's North Dakota. Way to go. You looked it up, didn't you?
Huh?
You looked it up, didn't you?
Have to.
That's why God invented Google, right?
Oh, of course.
All right, now these are tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival, the 12th or the 13th only. Does that work for you?
That is perfect.
All right, who are you?
Travis.
Travis who?
Shaw, S-H-A-W.
What do you do, Travis?
I work over at Red Line Instruments on Old College Road.
Red Line Instruments?
Yeah, across from Chicken Oil.
Oh, what do you do? What does that do?
We make, like, safety equipment for oil companies and stuff.
Cool. I got you. Okay. All right. You know where we are located?
I can't remember.
Well, Crystal Park Plaza. It's a big mirrored glass building there on Emerald Parkway. Okay.
Sweet.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Yeah. That's what we're going to do this year. That's a little bit different. Is the Renaissance Festival tickets will be date specific. Okay. And so there you are. It's North Dakota. Oh, I don't know how much beer they drink, but, you know, it's
all that oil money.
Well, the other thing that's good is you can just leave it outside a lot of the year.
Oh, gosh.
True. You know what I'm saying?
It is pretty chilly up there.
Per capita, though, number 50 is Connecticut. Number 50 is Connecticut.
It's because they're drinking martinis in Connecticut.
Yeah. New Hampshire is number 2 behind North Dakota. So, let's see, South Dakota. South Dakota's number 4, so there you go. They got that going for them. So that's it, beer consumption, and we tied it all together in a perfect package. That's why we do this, because we're radio professionals. We can tie those things together.
Yeah. Well, you can. Well, you're really good at it.
Oh, that. Well, I'll try to tie anything together.
Hi, I'm Donna from the Jewelry and Coin Exchange with exciting news.
We're having a retirement liquidation sale. You know the Jewelry and Coin Exchange has the best everyday prices in town for fine and fashion jewelry, diamonds, and sterling silver. Our everyday prices are lower than the sale prices at other jewelry stores. And now we're liquidating wall-to-wall up to 50% off. Hurry into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange on South College Avenue in the IHOP Center. Open extended hours Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Okay, they've come up with some theory. I don't know if I buy this one or not. I'm just saying it up front so that you know how I feel about it. But according to Condé Nast Traveler, they say that the reason that there are long lines at checkpoints at the airport